This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm hearing a lot of debates back and forth about, you know, is Kenny Pickett going to be good? Can the Steelers be good this year? And there are a lot of fans out there who say that, we got to wait till week three. We got to wait till week three to make a judgment on how good the Steelers and Kenny Pickett are going to be. One guy I know said, got to wait 10 games and then we'll find out. So, first of all, listen, I think that it's more impressive to analyze talent when you can predict it early on. Like, anybody can wait to see if something's going to happen. Like, not the forecasters have the best reputation, weather forecasters, but if it's raining outside and the weather forecaster tells you, hey, expect rain now, you're not going to be as impressed and you're not going to find it as useful because you can see it with your own eyes. It's usually when a weather forecaster gives you the report beforehand and lets you know ahead of time what's going to happen. That's usually when it's more useful information. I think it's the same way in sports to an extent. Like, have a little faith in your team, not to have to wait 10 games to be like, oh, yeah, they're good or they're bad. You know, have a little intuition as a fan maybe to have faith sooner. I'm actually cool with waiting 3 weeks, not so much 10. So if you're out there with that opinion, I don't agree. I think that you need to take a stance sooner than that and just kind of go with it, because by the time 10 games is gone, you're over halfway through the season, and what did you really enjoy in that case? I don't know. But 3 games is fair, and as somebody who comes on the radio and hosts this show, I like to have more of a rational middle ground as well. So I don't necessarily want to jump the gun and say that you should be making these predictions early on, because you really don't know. I think there's a balance to having these takes. But there's one question I want to ask you in a moment here. But first, we got a caller at 412-928-9370. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, this is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
From Pittsburgh. Hey. So just a hypothetical here. What do you think is more likely? The Steelers to score at least one touchdown in every game of the regular season, or one passing touchdown in every regular game of the season?
So the touchdown can be any type of touchdown.
Either one rushing touchdown by any member of the team, or one passing touchdown by any member of the team.
Well, thanks for the call, Joe. I appreciate it. I would say one passing touchdown. But that's actually a tough question. I actually like that question a lot, because you got Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren at the running back position, and they're strong in that regard. But I'm going to bet on the wide receiver core in that case. But it's close. Definitely close. So I like that question. I like that question a lot. Are they more likely to have one rushing touchdown every game or one passing touchdown every game? I'll go passing, but it's close. I like that question. But back to the Steelers and back to how they could be performing this year. I get it. I like to stay rational with my takes, and I like waiting on tangible and better and more accurate results as much as the next person. I don't think the preseason game should be weighted so heavily. So I get it. If you want to wait till 3 weeks in the season, you want to wait till there are 3 games gone in the season before you assess the talents of Kenny Pickett and the rest of the Steelers roster. I'm with you there. Here's the question that I want to ask you, though. Are the Pittsburgh Steelers exciting? Is Kenny Pickett an exciting quarterback to watch based on what's happened last season and this season. Are you excited? Not this season, it's preseason, but you get the point. Is it exciting? Are you excited to see the Steelers play? Are you excited to watch Kenny Pickett play quarterback? Are you excited to see how the offensive line performs, how the wide receivers perform, how the tailbacks perform? If your answer to that question is yes, they are all exciting, and this should be a season to anticipate, then congratulations. I find you rational. And you can call in at 412-928-9370, and I may call you rational. I may say, great, I'm glad we agree. If you say no, the Steelers, there's no reason to be excited about the Steelers this season, you call in as well, but I'm going to have more of a thorough discussion with you because I would like to understand what makes you think how last year ended, how some of the preseason events have played out so far this season. I want to know why you're not excited and how you can't be excited. And that, I think, is the difference, because I did think about it. And at first I was like, man, why is everybody waiting? Like, why are we waiting for regular season games to pass before we have a strong opinion on these players and on the team? For me, I think that you should have an opinion maybe a little sooner. Definitely don't wait 10 weeks. But you should have an opinion sooner. But I'm also somebody who comes up here and says, hey, you know, I'm not somebody who gives drastic and crazy takes, so maybe you should wait. But if you're not excited about the Steelers, I want to know why. We got a caller at 412-928-9370. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, this is Walt in the car.
Hi, Walt.
Hey, I'm definitely excited with the season with all the players.
Very good.
But I have reserve because of coaching staff, knowing how to coach him and do certain situations.
Well, you can have reserve, and thanks for the call. I appreciate it. You can have reserve. Like, I'm fine with a little bit of skepticism. You have reason to be afraid of this season, that's for sure. But based on what you've seen so far, based on how last season ended, I think it's important to be excited, especially with all the offseason moves they've made as well to put together a team that feels competitive. So that's where I am on that. You can have a little bit of reserve. The coaching staff, Matt Canada specifically, you know how I feel about him already. Not the most exciting guy in the world. Doesn't have the best results so far as an NFL coach. But at the end of the day, based on the players that they've gotten, there is excitement. And there are things to look forward to. Got Dave in Delmont who wants to talk. Go ahead, Dave.
Thanks. First time caller. You have to be happy with the way Khan and Weidel put this team together. There's a lot of weapons.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way to look at it. They're going to be a really good team. Unless Canada holds them back in Tomlin, I think they're going to light it up this year.
Dave from Delmont, I appreciate the call. Yeah, first-time caller. Mm-hmm. We hear from Dave all the time. Nice guy. Dave takes it a step further. They're going to be good this year. There we go. So that's an optimistic take. Not just that they're exciting. He thinks that they're going to light it up this year. I like hearing takes like that. That's being bold. That's having confidence. And that's the whole thing about being a sports fan that I think sometimes we lose sight of in this city is that, you know, there are so many things to appreciate, and we expect championship and championship and championship, and we've gotten some recent championships in hockey and football in the city of Pittsburgh. I think that there are certain things to just appreciate and get excited about, and that's really what fandom is. It's not just being miserable all the time and hope, you know, expecting the worst. Sometimes being a fan is just, you know, going crazy and being blindly excited and just smelling the fresh new season and you know, seeing all the players and all the weapons that you have that could go out there and be competitive. So that's where I stand on it. I think there's excitement for this season. That's why I say that. Got another caller at 412-928-9370. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Dave from Greensburg. I just want to say, if you're looking at last year when Trubisky was leading the first team offense, they didn't do anything. This year, Kenny Pickett has. Looks like Matt Canada may have progressed a little bit as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot better than what they did last year, and Kenny Pickett was the clear favorite last year coming out of preseason. and he's the big guy this year. So that fact alone, I think they're going to do great. And say hi to Gary on their way to work. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, so Kenny Pickett looking bigger, more exciting quarterback. Matt Canada improving as a coach. There are several reports that have come out of Latrobe that has said that the offense just looks different. It looks like they're positioning themselves differently. It looks like they're trying new things. There's new plays being cooked up. So in that case, those reports have then transitioned into preseason games. And here we are. The team is winning preseason games, as much weight as you put on that. So there are signs that things are getting better. Does this necessarily mean Matt Gannon is a better head coach? A better offensive coordinator? Maybe not, because they also went 3-0 last preseason. So it could or it couldn't. But we'll just have to see on that front how much better he's gotten. But based on reports that we've received from Latrobe when they were in training camp, the offense is indeed looking differently. Got another caller, 412-928-9370. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, this is Dave down at Crafton.
Hi there.
Hey, what would you consider a successful season for Pittsburgh? Getting into the playoffs or a playoff win?
A playoff win at this point. Absolutely.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think just getting into the playoffs would be, for me, would be success. I mean, look at the quarterbacks they got to go through. Mahomes, my God, they got like Hall of Fame quarterbacks that Pickett got to be. I'm not saying he can't, but I mean that's not an easy task ahead of him.
Well, yeah, no, I hear you. I appreciate the call. Yeah, I guess I never look at it from that perspective, where comparing it to this AFC, which is just nuts. The AFC is definitely the stronger conference this year, and there are so many teams and big players to get past. So I understand that. I just think that I think they can win in the first round. I absolutely think that they could win a playoff game in the first round if they get there, if they play like they should. But if they lose another playoff game, I mean, what's that going to say about, you know, how the team has kind of rebuilt itself quickly and the coaching staff? It really isn't going to get the Steelers anywhere meaningful, because they've been doing this for years. They've been just barely missing the playoffs, or they've gotten into the playoffs and lost in the first round. If they don't do that, if they don't win that playoff game, they haven't really improved, I don't think. Because I think that the teams in the AFC are good, but not good enough for the Steelers not to get past the first round of the playoffs if they win 10 or more games this season. That's just the way I look at it. Because really, if they don't, I mean, the expectations have to be a playoff win this year. Everything is for naught. Because you've heard me say it before, I think that rebuilding and maybe taking a year or two of a worse record to gain assets would be a good thing. Now, they didn't do that. They've chosen to bolster their team. They've chosen to add pieces to the team. And since they've chosen that, they believe that they've gotten better with the acquisitions that they've gotten, rather than take a few years off and rebuild and gain more and higher draft picks and get talent, young talent that way. They've signed some veterans. They had a great draft. They also signed some veterans. They've invested in some veterans. So my whole point with the idea of success is that if they've made this investment, they've chosen not to rebuild, and they built up and acquired veteran talent quickly, if they can't win a playoff game with all their acquisitions, I say it's not a successful season.